trying to be.
If we were, I missed it. All right, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Daggett County Commission and RDA meeting. It's Tuesday, November 25th at 9:08 a.m. We'll begin with an invocation offered by Commissioner Lytle, and then we'll have the Pledge of Allegiance.
Oh, Lord, help me get my computer hooked up. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. As we put ourselves in your presence, Lord, please help us to be thankful for all the gifts that we recognize as well as those that are obvious to us. And be aware of those that may be more subtle or not necessarily appreciated in the moment that we're receiving them. Thank you for all of the good people that we work with. Help us to work through our misunderstandings, knowing that we are all working toward the best interests of our communities, our county, our constituents, and each other. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Please rise and join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. In the courthouse today, we have all three county commissioners, Peggy White, Cordell McCracken, Jordan Hewitt, Brian Gibson, Kent Snyder, and Lorinda Isaacson. And virtually, Lynn Sittard, and help me with Aaron Everett online. Welcome, everyone. Lynn and Aaron, are you guys able to hear us all right?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Thank you. We're testing out some new technology, so appreciate it. Thanks. All right. I would entertain a motion to go in and out of the RDA meeting.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second to go in and out of the RDA meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
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 We have a set of minutes to review from last week's meeting that was held on Tuesday, November 18th, 2025. Make
a motion to approve the minutes for the County Commission and RDA meeting November 18th, 2025. November 18th, 2025. Okay.
I'll second the motion.
Motion and a second's been made to approve as presented the meeting minutes from our Daggett County Commission and RDA meeting held Tuesday, November 18th, 2025. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All right. Issue updates for discussion. Anything pertinent to the RDA?
I don't have any updates relative to the water treatment. That's MBA, excuse me.
No problem.
On the RDA. I don't have my notes with me necessarily, but I did make some contacts during the USAC meeting. There was one of the items that was presented on was the CDA/RDAs and some of the reporting things that happened with that and the difficulties that I know Brian had last year putting all that together. It does reinforce. There is a they're putting together a pilot program, and on their website that includes the RDAs in the governor's, I think, Office of Planning and Budget. Is that where our RDA one is? It has his report, but they're also building a tool that will be able to show all of the different, and maybe you're already aware of, if you are, stop me, but that will show all where we have, they go through and have all of the participation agreements in one place, plus the mapping parts of it, to be able to make it easier for the counties to administer the CDA RDA programs in our case. And they're working with UAC on it, and it's something I think it's almost, and it could come out of RDA funds, and it's something that I think we would want to look at very hard. It's going into a beta, and I think I talked them into good, bad, or indifferent that Daggett County may be their first pilot case to, where they'll get a hold of us to get that information so they can get it in. At least because I was the only one that really raised a question from small counties, because we're so much different than the big counties and what RDAs are, where we're land rich or have been, and more on the cash poor side, theirs is the opposite. Also, a lot of counties have a lot of RDAs, especially on the front, and the reason that they get established, or CDAs, is because of the tax increment financing that is valuable to whoever, whether it's a solar project or wind projects and different things, and we haven't gone into that because of the complexity as well as the coordination that it requires. We've kept it more simple, and it's sounding like talking to those counties, we're on the right track. The cash increment stuff is a slippery slope. Not that it doesn't have its value or a place for it, but to be very, very discerning on which ones or if we ever go into that realm.
Talking about this, but not in this kind of detail. Were they going to try and roll that report into that, to where it would automatically flag if you started anything that we made revenue off of on an RDA project?
So they have the current website and the page that you put your report in.
Yeah.
Understood, because Brian did it before, and so I would say pay attention to that website, the one that the report is currently on, and then if you need to communicate with UAC more on it, I would recommend that. But the website, I believe it has dates on it when I looked it over, on when things are due, if that was your question.
Yeah, currently we don't have to fill out a report.
Well, we...
We just let them know that we have RDA property, but we don't fall in, we didn't fall into the categories. Brandy Grace is the one who walked me through a lot of it. And we just need to let them know that we're not, we don't have active one going right now. Participation agreements don't count on that particular report. They do on other things, but not that particular one. But I'm just curious if that's the one where they were going to try and make it all one reporting system instead of two and three.
That's a good question.
Because it was pretty convoluted to get into. There were two or three different areas you had to go into to fill stuff out. And they were working. That was what brought a lot of this up back in April, May, was that a lot of counties are not reporting everywhere they're supposed to be. But we're lucky, like you say, we're very lucky because we're not one of the
tax increment. We don't have that need.
No.
Other than the annual report that is required.
Right.
If I understood them right.
Right.
I believe that that's what's in the beta phase right now.
Okay.
I don't know that it will be done before the report is due.
Okay.
If that answers your question a little more.
Yeah, that does. I'll make sure I watch for that.
And it may be a matter of going to that website that the reports are on. And it may have that information. When I reviewed it, it seemed like it had some of the rules to where you could understand it. But we
Great.
Could sit down with that later.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Jack. Discussion pertinent to the Municipal Building Authority.
Can I back us up to the RDA one more while we were in the conversation that occurred to me? Because of the ski resort efforts, and what seems like a positive atmosphere right now relative to an investor and somebody that wants to run it, that Dutch, or I don't know what it was called, Greendale, is going to become, and that one may, I don't know how that's going to work or not work, but I know that that RDA project area will be a key component of it, and so we may need to pay attention to that as things keep moving forward. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate the info and the update. The MBA?
I don't have anything to report right now for the water treatment plant other than no news is good news and things are moving along.
All right, affordable workforce housing. EMS, EMT, Sheriff's Office updates. Airports.
I take it Brent got his stuff into.
Yeah, I heard him. He said that.
The application got submitted to the aeronautics. Yeah.
For the plan as well as the whatever the resurfacing thing.
Right.
Pavement preservation.
Clinic updates.
Well, I don't have much to report other than I see they got some of the water line in yesterday from the building to hook up the water. They've got the gravity flow hooked into the drain and it's running this way now. They're starting on the roof. I see some shingles and stuff up there.
Yeah.
And they start to backfill the wall. And they're backfilling around the water line. So they're starting to you can see more progress all the time now.
Yeah, there's good momentum. Thanks, Randy. Code enforcement issues, Kent, anything new?
No, we are one problem. Individual has not complied, and if he hasn't by January, we have a trial to force him to do so.
Okay.
He's hopeful to be able to move out.
Any legislation discussion today?
We had a good visit also there with Speaker Schultz, and he let us know his priorities relative to the legislature this year. They're definitely going to be, and is it McKay? I think it's Senator McKay. As well as, so from the Senate side, he spoke to us. But from the House side, where it relates, is they're going to be looking at playing around in property tax again to see what they can do, and it's to be watched. I don't know what it's going to do. We have to take care of ourselves in terms of both governmentally, but also for our constituents, depending on how they play around in the property tax world. There was a lot of discussion on what's the big the one that we keep getting appeals.
Centrally assessed.
I don't have my notes with me, and I apologize for not being succinct on all of it, but there's a push to, back to UAC, they're looking at adding, based proportionately on whatever centrally assessed is, the board approved creating a committee where all the centrally assessed will go through UAC with the lawyers there, with Salt Lake attorneys out of the civil side there that handle the centrally assessed. There'll be an added due among the total due, but it'll be line itemed for centrally assessed proportionate to each county's cumulative centrally assessed. If I remember right, Daggett County's might be an additional $1,500 or $580, maybe somewhere between $500 and $1,500. And the board approved for that to go forward. I think it's a good thing so that we don't have count because of the interrelated nature of centrally assessed. 10 years ago, it was similar. It fell apart because of different counties wanting to play their own game. But at the same time, that was controversial because some counties were making deals that affected other counties detrimentally. So we'll see how it goes.
Okay.
And then the other legislative thing that they'll be working on is trying to reduce fuel costs, which one of the big things there is that people, the refineries, pay no sales tax on any refined items that they send to other states. And maybe you've heard of this or been made aware.
A little bit.
So Speaker Schultz spoke to that as far as trying to lower the gas tax, but making up for it in the refineries paying sales tax on anything that goes out of the state. UAC, as well as individual counties, big thing on that to watch for is that it doesn't affect our B&D road funds or C&B road, any of those road funds that are allocated within or to counties. More to be heard on that because I'm sure the lobbying effort regarding refineries and everything may be. It'll be an interesting thing to watch. It'll be a lot of hardball, I'm sure. Relative to Daggett County, I did speak with Speaker Schultz one-on-one, privately, I guess you could say. We were in a different room about. He's still very interested in helping us with the jail. And I'll make an appointment, hopefully between now and before the session starts, with the director of corrections. But his emphasis, and I tried to explain why it's difficult for us still, is if there's an opportunity for us to take it on, either through a contracted agency or whatever, but the housing part is still something that he says that's critical to being able to staff it even. So, as we know, but it was he will support us in whatever form we can go forward, and if we could get that head of steam going again. I think that's about all I can think of for right now, legislatively.
All right, tourism, Jordan. Do you have any updates on tourism?
Nothing aside from what will be on the
agenda. Okay, thank you. Citizen comment. Are there any citizens that would like to make comment today? All right. Well, it's time for us to recess so that we can conduct our Municipal Building Authority meeting. So we'll recess at this time and come back shortly to resume our commission and RDA meeting. It is 9:29.